Fearful that a pro-taxpayer agenda will undermine their aspiring microscopic tyrannies, one city's urging employees as well as other municipalities to testify against bills this special session aimed at protecting property rights of Texans, wrote Greg Harrison for the Texas Scorecard about actions of Round Rock city leaders. Harrison well describes the issue, writing, "Like a petulant child throwing a tantrum when a parent corrects their behavior, cities such as Round Rock are writhing at the notion of having their overreach corrected by the state. What these bureaucrats tend to forget is that cities are a creation of the state, and when they infringe on individual liberty, it's the legislature's elected responsibility to step in and protect the rights of individuals, not local governments. Cities across the state spend millions of coercively taken tax dollars on purely political purposes. The fact that taxpayers are unwittingly funding legislative agendas diametrically opposed to their own financial interests should offend every freedom-loving Texan, which is part of the reason why pro-taxpayer reforms are dominating the dialogue during this special session. As such, tax-funded lobbying groups such as Texas Municipal League and Texas Association of Counties are maneuvering in lockstep to defeat pro-taxpayer reforms." Harrison's summary is most important. It's up to everyday taxpayers to make their voices heard so these reforms don't go quietly into the night. Call your state representatives and tell them to move property tax reform with an automatic rollback election when tax increases on existing property are 5% or more. We only have days, not weeks, to act. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.